Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And today, I want to give you an outline of where we are headed in our current series that, it starts today. It starts right now. And the series that we're going to be working through from today until, the middle of June is called Dangers to Intimacy with God and one spouse. And the reason that we're going to do this series is these are dangers that are happening all around us and in effect our walk with the Lord, and they affect our relationship with our spouse. And as men, we need to be equipped on these things. And I'm very excited about this series because I am going to be joined by some friends of mine, fellow Servants of Grace contributors. Many of them are in full-time vocational pastoral ministry. Pastor Parker Reardon, who I have the privilege of helping preach at his church, Grace Bible Church, here in Southern Oregon. He's going to be talking about fighting for purity in a porn-saturated age. My friends Joey Tomlinson, who is a pastor in Virginia, and Ryan Davidson of Broad Oak Piety Podcast, they're going to talk with us about how to counsel and help those enslaved pornography and what to do about the problem of porn. I'm going to be addressing the matter of the sufficiency of God's grace and our weakness in our lives. I'm also going to talk with you guys about the relationship between porn and sex trafficking. I'll also be addressing navigating social media and fighting temptation. I'll be speaking to you as well about the purpose of marriage. My friend Ben Wilson is a pastor in Kentucky. He's also a fellow Servants of Grace contributor. He is going to be writing, talking with us about intimacy in marriage. My friend Drew Von Nita, he is a Servants of Grace contributor. We host his podcast for Life and Godliness, and he also has another podcast, which I've been on, A Matter of Theology. He's going to talk with us about, he's going to be talking about us with forgiveness in marriage. Ben is also going to talk with us about working through issues in marriage. And Drew will also talk about with us about growing in love for the Lord and your spouse. I'm going to be doing an episode on addressing conflict in marriage, friendship in marriage, growing in love in marriage, family worship in marriage, men as the chief repenters in the home. My friend Justin Huffman, he's written for our magazine, Theology for Life. If you've never checked that out, I encourage you to. You can find it on servantsofgrace.org. And it's great. We have issues going back 8 years. He's also a regular contributor to our podcast. Justin is an author. He's a pastor in Toronto. He's a solid brother. He's going to talk to us about men as leaders in the home. I'm going to be talking to you about pursuing purity in marriage. And then Drew is also going to talk about with us about becoming the man God wants you to be. And then I'm going to wrap up the episode this season of our show talking about any thoughts, remarks, how I thought that it went, how it was received, your guys' feedback. Really, the goal is not only for me to have help you know, so that I'm not doing all of these episodes, but also, you know, to help you to be hearing from other men on these topics. You know, these things are things that are affecting many, many men, and they're affecting our marriages. They're affecting our churches. They're affecting your lives in your workplace and in every place that you go. And so basically what we're doing is we're going to cover all of these topics, and really the aim of it all is to help you using God's word and using sound theology and very practical advice on what does this look like? What does it look like to, you know, address forgiveness and deal with conflict, deal with social media and temptation as men? How do I deal with issues in my marriage, in my relationships? How do I lead in family worship? How do I be the chief repenter? You know, we're facing challenges on every side on this particular subject. It's a very real issue. It's not just out there, you know, in the culture. It's inside the walls of the church, and it's affecting your lives as men. All one has to do on this subject is go look up the current statistics on pornography, and I can tell you this is, I'm going to be honest with you, this is probably the biggest issue that I deal with in ministry with men. You know, I used to write for and be a regular contributor to Covenant Eyes. I no longer am. I no longer really regularly contribute anywhere because of my schedule and how busy I am. But the thing is even when I was writing there, I often heard and still do whenever I talk about pornography, and I've talked at conference, at men's retreats about pornography, and it's devastating. We've talked about it on Equipping You in Grace many times, and we even did a whole issue of our magazine talking about pornography and sex trafficking and these kind of things. But the thing that we have to understand, and the big thing that I want to talk about in this episode, is you as a man, you need to understand not only who you are in Christ, but also who God created you to be. To do that, we got to look at Genesis. In the very beginning of the Bible, we learn that God created man. First, Adam. He created Adam. In his image, Genesis 1, 26 and 27 tells us, in his image and in his likeness. And it's important to note there, you know, God did not need to create us. He created us out of his Trinitarian love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He didn't have a need to make us. He made us out of the Trinitarian overflow, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's so important to note because God is himself self-existing, and he in and of himself is self-sufficient. And that's an important point to make as we progress in this series, because you as a man, you were made to know God. And we're talking pre-fall here. You were made to know God and to be known by God. Now, we know that we live in a post-fall world. That's why we're talking about these realities. But we have to understand that we as men, what we see in the garden, God's order for things and his design is for men to be leaders in the home and in the church. That's why we're going to be talking and expounding on these things to help you, not to suffocate you. You're already being suffocated. You're already being encouraged not to be men, not to take responsibility, not to lead, not to be equipped to do so, but to just do whatever you want to do. Live for your own pleasure. Live for your own workplace. Do your own thing. And somehow that's going to work out. What we know that it's not going to work out. We need to be taught. We need to be instructed. We need help as men. So my aim in this series, and those who are going to talk to you, is to help you, is to walk alongside of you. It's to come alongside and say, you know what, brother, this is the way in which you're to go. This is the way in which you're to walk. It's to put an arm around the shoulder, not a finger in your face, an arm around your shoulder, provide you with more toolkits in your tool belt, because guess what? As men, we need that. We need to be men. As Paul says at the very end of 1 Corinthians in chapter 16, act like men. Be strong. In fact, that advice, if the Corinthians would have, that if there was anything that Paul would have said to the Corinthians at all, you know, he corrects them. But the heart of his message actually to the Corinthians is there in those verses. Act like men. Be who you really are. That's what Paul even says of himself, speaking of himself, of his identity in Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, by the grace of God, I am who I am. Who is he? Paul was once an enemy of the cross. He once persecuted the people of God, even voting to kill fellow Christians. He was on that road to Damascus, if we remember, for a purpose, right? He was going to kill Christians in Damascus. And the Lord intervened in the course of history and brought Saul to conversion. I said, you know what, Saul, why are you persecuting me? The Lord told other people, Saul is going to suffer many things for the Lord's name. And Paul did suffer. 1 Corinthians 11, 10 and 11 tell us about this. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was, you know, persecuted. He faced trials and temptations and things in his life. And yet we know from 1 Corinthians 9, Paul ran the race. 1 Timothy tells us that he encouraged Timothy to discipline himself for the sake of godliness. 1 Timothy 4. That's what we want for you. You see, here's what the grace of God does. It not only transforms our hearts, it not only changes our attitudes, it not only realigns our perspective, but God does something even more great than that in the new birth. He gives us new hearts. He gives us new desires. He gives us new affections. And so I'm hoping in this series that what God, through the work of the Word and by the Spirit of God, what He'll do is He will help train these new affections, these new desires, so that you'll understand not only how you're tempted to want for and you feel and you prone to feel it, Lord, we know it, right? As that hymn goes, we're prone to wander from the one that we love. But that we would feel and even know the ways in which we're tempted to wander, and that we would be aware of those, and that we'd be on guard. You know, we have a very real foe, a very real but vanquished foe in Satan. That's why Peter tells us in 1 Peter 5 to be on guard, to be sober minded, to be alert. Because why? He is looking to devour. But we have one in the Lord who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We have one who ever lives, Hebrews tells us, to make intercession for us. In fact, he summons us, Hebrews 4, 14 through 16, to come before the throne of grace, to receive help in time of need. The Lord knows what you're going through today. He knows not only how you're tempted, but 1 Corinthians 10 tells us he provides a way of escape. He provides a way of escape. There is a way of escape. There is a way to run to the Lord in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your temptations, in the midst of your fear, in the midst of your doubt, in the midst of everything, to run to the Lord and to trust Him. And that's what we're hoping in this series that you'll do, that you'll run to the one who so loved you so much that He sent His only Son under a death sentence to pay the penalty in your place and for your sin and to be buried and to rise again. That is our hope. That is our aim. That is why these men are signing up to help you, to speak into your lives, why we're doing this series and why we aim in future series to help you to grow in the grace of God. Because you know what? It is all men on deck. Every man on deck. We need every man. And I'm going to say this. We need you as men to step up. Jesus said, you know, that the laborers are few, but the harvest is plenty. That's true today. In the midst of cultural upheaval, there has never been a greater time for gospel harvest than the one in which we are living in, men. And we need to step up. We need to abandon our apathy. We need to abandon our worldliness. We need to repent. And we need to return and trust the Lord. If you've never trusted the Lord, I want to say this to you. In this series, you are going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged to look at your life, to examine your life in a biblical way, to see if you're really in Christ or whether you're not. And that's hard, but guess what? It's also good, because if you're not, then I plead with you to repent and put your faith and your trust in Christ alone. He really does save, and He alone is enough, and He always will be. But if you are a true child of God, and maybe you're struggling in some of these areas, I also want to talk to you. In this series, you're going to be challenged. Maybe there'll be some things that you've never considered before about these subjects. Maybe the Lord, by the Spirit, will bring conviction into your life. Can I say that's a good thing? That conviction of sin is not something that you're to run away from, but that God uses and designs in our lives to bring health and wholeness. That's what the gospel wants to do. What the Holy Spirit wants to do through the preaching of the word, He wants to bring you wholeness. Peace. That's what peace is. It literally is. It brings wholeness to our lives. It brings correction. The gospel brings correction, but it also brings comfort. That's why when the Spirit comes, He not only convicts us of our sin, but He brings the cure. He brings the comfort. He brings the remedy in the finished and sufficient work of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus alone is sufficient for all of your needs. He's sufficient for you. He's enough for you. And that's what I hope that you'll see through this series. And I'm really excited about this. I've said that before, but I really am excited about what the Lord will do through this series. And I hope that you'll find this to be really helpful to your spiritual life and growth in Christ and to your ministries. You know, we are very thankful for the growth of this podcast over the last 2 years. I'm excited about this transition to have more men on this show speaking to you. And I remain committed as ever to providing sound resources for you as men to help you to speak into your life, to help you grow in the grace of God, so that you might go out in your local church and outside of it, wherever the Lord has placed you, to serve Him faithfully. So I hope that you'll find this series helpful. And I want to thank you for listening or watching this episode. Until next week, when Parker speaks to you about fighting for purity in a porn-saturated age, may God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.